2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Listen, the way you sleep is unique to you. And that's why having a Sleep Number smart bed is so crucial. Because you can adapt to your changing needs for just right. Can't wait to nestle into bed luxurious comfort. So whether you need softer or firmer, cooler or warmer, you are never stuck. You can adjust your comfort whenever you like. And it gives you your best night's sleep. Night after night, year after year. I love my smart bed. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. Just 10 numbers apart, but it means the world of difference because I can change my side of the bed to however firm or soft I want. And the same thing for Suze. So why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Again, so you can sleep just the way you like. The only bed that lets you make each side firmer or softer whenever you like your Sleep Number setting. Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year is here. All beds on sale, up to 50% off the limited edition smart bed, limited time, exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. Sleep Number, official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. See store or sleepnumber.com for details.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on the Roku Sports Channel from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
This is awesome.
Can you feel this magic in the air?
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Travis Kelce.
No way.
Asked Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Said yes.
Awesome. Your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married.
The Rich Eisen Show.
She's the English teacher and he's the gym teacher.
Earlier on the show, NFL on Fox analyst Greg Olson. Coming up, NBC Sports fantasy football expert Matthew Berry. Super Bowl champion Drew Brees. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on this program on the Roku Sports Channel, the Infinity Sports Network. Also, our Sirius XM channel 375. We say hello to those who are streaming us on Odyssey. We implore all of you to check us out however you wish, whenever you want. There's our video on demand service, part of the Roku, offering. And also there's our podcast, all three hours. Hopefully there's more than three listeners. All 3 hours available wherever you get your podcasts. Matthew Berry's going to join us in 20 minutes time to talk fantasy football. We're only conducting three drafts right now while we're on the air. So stupid. And every single one of them, there's no time limit, right? Or is it 8 minute time limit on two and no time limit on another?
8 hour.
Eight hours?
Eight hour time limit.
You know what's great, Chris?
What?
Think about how many millions of people, right, have to hide the fact that they're doing their fantasy.
Yeah, and
our boss is openly encouraging us. Thank you, Rich.
Actually, John Hamm did reply to your trash talking from last night, finally.
Oh, did he? Because it took him 2 hours to make a choice, right? So I said that the new John Hamm movie was 2 hours to Kyle Pitts, right?
Two hours
for Kyle Pitts.
John Hamm has responded, sorry, Rich, I was busy making prestige television.
Fantastic, John Hamm. I love it.
Prestige television.
Prestige.
He doesn't just make any television.
No.
Should that be my new fantasy team name?
Prestige Television?
John Hamm's Prestige Television?
That's not bad.
So you only know it's one speed.
That's got to be what? It's season two of Your Friends and Neighbors?
Yeah, it took him 2 years, it felt like, for Kyle Pitts.
It took forever.
Right.
Yeah.
At any rate, we're in the midst of fantasy drafts. In the real world, Rashee Rice has accepted a 6-game suspension from the National Football League. Now then, you all remember this happened on the roadways in Dallas. and it was awful what happened. Mm-hmm. Rashee Rice involved in an accident on the roadway. He pled guilty in district court to 2 third-degree felonies, a multi-car crash in Dallas during the 2024 offseason that left multiple people injured. And he, the third-degree felony charges collision involving serious bodily injury and racing on a highway causing bodily injury. He received deferred adjudication. The case will be dismissed if he completes the probation, but he is sentenced to 30 days in jail as well, and that 5 years probation for his role in this. And there was a hearing in front of Sue L. Robinson, the former U.S. District Judge who serves as the disciplinary officer that has been jointly appointed by the NFL and the NFL Players Association. This was supposed to happen, this disciplinary hearing, on September 30th, which led everyone, or not everyone, I shouldn't say, but a lot of folks saying, well, the fact that this hearing was set for September 30th is because the league wanted at least Rashee Rice to play in September, in which the Kansas City Chiefs, as we all know, have a lot of games that are of interest to a wide viewing audience, not just the Kansas City Chiefs. They play their first game on YouTube in Brazil. I'll be calling that Chiefs and Chargers in Brazil. And then there's that, oh, little game called Super Bowl rematch on Fox late window that has Burkhart and Brady written all over that. Then there's a Sunday night game in New York against the Giants, which serves as the Giants' home opener with Russell Wilson back in the spot where he won his Super Bowl. And then there's a late window on CBS that has Nance and Romo written all over it against the Ravens. And then there's a Monday night game with Aikman and Buck written all over that. And then a Sunday night game for the Chiefs against the Detroit Lions, who, as we all know, first served notice on everybody in the NFL that they were for real when they ruined a banner-raising night on the same network on NBC a couple of years ago. And as it turns out, those who might have thought the NFL wanted Rashee Rice and the Chiefs to be as competitive as possible, thus the disciplinary hearing was set for September 30th, turns out to be, it appears, the exact opposite, because it seems like the NFL wasn't waiting for that. Some of the reports you're seeing is they wanted a longer than 6-game suspension, and Rice saying, I won't wait for the Sue L. Robinson hearing. By the way, the only other hearing Sue L. Robinson has conducted and presided over was Deshaun Watson's in 2022, and we all see how that wound up for him and the Browns to this day, I might add. So it appears in a settlement negotiated between union and league and Rice and his representatives, I'll take the 6 and I'll take it right now. So everything I just mentioned, YouTube around the globe, everyone's going to see that literally around the world. No pressure on yours truly and Kurt. And then the Super Bowl rematch on Fox and a Sunday nighter against the Giants, and then a whole country on CBS late window against the Ravens, and then a Monday nighter and a Sunday nighter. Rashee Rice will play in none of those. All 6 of them. Riceless. And I understand, again, the football aspect of it, and we'll get in a second, but this kid made a massive mistake, and I hope the people who he was part in this accident that wound up injured are somehow, some way living their best lives themselves right now, and I'm thinking of those people, and I'm hoping Rashee Rice has learned a lesson, if you will. This is some real-life stuff right here. That said, the football aspect of it, these are some tough opponents, would you say? that they're missing?
I would say.
Uh-huh.
I would say that.
And October 19th, the home date against the Raiders, which is the Chiefs' first straight-up noon central in Arrowhead contest. After a global broadcast streamed around the world on YouTube, and as I mentioned, Fox, NBC, CBS, ABC, like literally, what is that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... Five different NFL partners will have a piece of the Chiefs in the first 6 weeks in one must-see game after another that at some point down the road will serve important ramifications for who plays who where in January. Because I don't think it's going to mean whether somebody plays in January or not. Because let's be honest, last year, the Chiefs played the Chargers. They played the Ravens, right? They played a ton of teams without Rashee Rice. And what did they finish last year?
15-2.
There you have it. I mean, obviously, when the kid is practicing with the team and looks good coming back from the knee injury that ended his season last year, it will serve as significant. You know, I'm imagining on that Brazil night, the Friday night of the season, there might be a moment where the Chiefs miss him. Does that mean a win or a loss against the Chargers? Perhaps. But at the end of the day, they did not have Rashee Rice for most of the season last year, and they made it to the Super Bowl. And we're causing everybody to have a ton of fatigue about them and around them. And so we'll see them on October 19th. So. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think I have anything other to say than the fact that last year they didn't have them at all.
Mm-hmm.
And went to the Super Bowl with a chance to be the first ever three-peater. So why should we think anything differently now, especially when they have a better offensive line, and I think they do have a better team around Mahomes. That's my opinion of Rashee Rice. Hope he's learned his lesson, and I doubt it's going to mean... I mean, could it mean the difference between if they lose against the Ravens, could they wind up in Baltimore in an AFC championship game? Maybe.
Sure.
What happened the last time that happened?
It didn't matter.
Could they, you know, lick their wounds by losing another beatdown to the Eagles, this one at home, where the Eagles show up on that week two game, you know, and show everybody that last year not only was no fluke, but they're back and they're dominant and they're going to win it again after we see what happens on the first Thursday night against the Dallas Cowboys, who may or may not have Micah Parsons. You know, will that be the case? Sure. But then 4 games later, they'll get Rice back and they'll be better. And by the end of the season, look out. So that's my 2 cents on all that. Speaking of the Dallas Cowboys, we have that. Let's do that since I just mentioned the Cowboys. Dude.
72 hours. We know at least nothing's going down. Come on.
72 hours. I mean, I'm going to go 90. I'll go 114 hours.
I mean, 68 is a whole week. So
yeah, it's just like I said yesterday, though, the engagement news cycle is clearly nothing.
In the meantime, I mean, the coach is going to be talking and he's going to say stuff like he's saying here about having a plan for his return. And it's just like, okay. I mean, like, how many snaps is he going to get? Which seems like ridiculous because at this point in time, something's got to break, right? Somebody's pride. It's just like it's pride messing with everybody's mind right now. It's like full Pulp Fiction.
Maybe
Zed's, you know, basement.
Maybe Marcellus needs to go handle
maybe
this.
We do need to bring out the GIMP. Maybe we need to bring, we got to bring out the GIMP and that just sleeping, shocks man. Everybody into talking to each other. I don't know.
GIMP is sleeping.
Mike, so wake him up.
Yeah, wake him.
GIMP sleeping.
I mean, again, bless Brian Schottenheimer. I mean, welcome to Dallas Cowboys. You got a very talented team that would include maybe one of the best defenders in the National Football League, certainly at age 26 or younger. And he was asked about, you know, if Micah comes back, what does that look like?
There'll be a ramp up plan for him. And, you know, when he lines up out there to play, you know, do I think he would play 75 plays in every play? Probably not. You know, I don't think that that's real. But I do think that he can be very disruptive, like we all know.
Yeah, of course. I mean, what other answer is he going to give for this sort of thing, right? As we're passing the time, right? I mean, once upon a time, I guess in their coaching search, what the Knicks had a ramp up plan for half the coaches they were knocking on the doors of that they couldn't get, right? Right? They had a Billy Donovan ramp up plan. They had a Jason Kidd ramp up plan.
Yeah.
You? What's the point of having? I had a ramp up plan.
Yeah.
You know,
with
Scarlett Johansson, right? Which was awkward when I met Colin Jost at the American Century Championship.
Yeah, that's awkward.
I'm like, hey, Colin, I was just making a point, a metaphor. I'm a very happily married man. As a matter of fact, this is my wife.
My wife.
So you know, again, it's coming down to next week. I just don't think we're going to be watching Texas, Ohio State.
Maybe.
Well, I'm just saying we're not going to be watching that game learning about a breakthrough, is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
We're not going to be watching Belichick's first game as the HC of North Carolina and learning about a big, hey, there's been movement.
No.
I don't think so. I think it's going to come down to Micah. You're going to get on that plane next week to Philadelphia, or you're not.
He's not.
And then
he's not playing next week.
I think we really need to start wrapping our minds around that. If he does not play next week, it's because he has decided he is not going to play for the Dallas Cowboys until the contract is done the manner in which he wants it done. And that opens up a massive worm can in the Metroplex involving him and the Joneses and his contract and sitting at home and holding out and the threats and the fines.
Who do the Cowboys have in week two?
Giants at home.
Okay. They're losing week one without Micah. And if they lose to the Giants, guess what's happening immediately on Sunday night?
Sort of similar to what happened with Emmett.
Exactly.
Right? Emmett's like, I ain't going to be there. They were 0-2. But the best part about that is they got back together. Mm-hmm. Emmett's continued to become an all-time great. And you won the Super Bowl that year anyway.
So if we could have a repeat of that.
Right. Why not, TJ? Right? Why not? Let's re-repeat itself.
To quote
itself.
Pulp Fiction again, the wolf. Well, let's not start. Yeah.
But again, Mike is just like, you know what? That training table looks pretty inviting for the next few seconds. Let me do that. Uh-oh. Now it's a still camera shot that everyone's going to use as a metaphor for this silliness as well as my, you know, professionalism. You know what? Where the head coach is going to be asked questions about this, and he's going to be like, and Dak is saying, I believe in the process. It's going to happen for me. We're all, you know. We're all doing this.
But Dak was practicing when all that was happening.
That's true. This guy's doing nothing.
This guy's doing nothing.
Talking about his back, the MRI's come back clean.
And he's supposed to just sign on Thursday morning and then walk out on the field and go chase Jalen Hurts? No way.
Midnight has not struck yet. And midnight is when that plane pulls up to whatever gate or the bus to take you to the plane pulls up. And is he on it? Is he on it? Ramp up. It's the ramp. Is he going to go up the ramp into the plane? Like, that's the ramp that I want to see if he's going up.
He's taking the ramp to the plane.
That's the ramp. All right, we'll take a break. Matthew Berry's going to join us next, everybody.
Let's go.
We're involved not one, not two, but three fantasy league drafts as we're on the air right now.
Let's see who's on the clock.
I mean, hold on a second. So we're on the clock, and Matthew Berry's about to join us right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Don't you dare move us. One of the best in the business joins us next. Hey, folks, let me tell you that drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death, but you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that will change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It is never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA. Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available Class Executive Advanced Safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal, check for traffic, and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available blind spot view monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, Matthew Berry about to join us. And in advance of that, let's take Tanner in Iowa's phone call. What's up, Tanner?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's going on? How can we help, Tanner?
What up, man?
So I just did over the weekend a 18-man league, and I had the second pick, so I got Saquon Barkley.
Okay.
And then later on, I was going to get Caleb Johnson from Iowa, but he was picked right before me. So the best available running back was Tyrone Tracy. So I was just curious what your opinion is on Tracy and if I potentially should look for another running back. Well, and I also, since you're a Michigan man, mm-hmm. I drafted Colson Loveland.
Okay.
So I was just wondering what your opinion of his outlook on the season.
Okay.
And before you answer, I also wanted to agree with your shrug with the Vikings. I have a feeling that McCarthy is going to have a really good year.
Hooked on a Thielen. I will answer your questions, but I've got Matthew Berry right here. Matthew, you want to pop in a little early here? You there, Matthew?
Sure.
Did you hear what Tanner in Iowa's conundrum is or question?
I did. He's got a lot going on. He's got a lot going on. So
okay.
Let's start backwards here. Coming to you live, by the way, from an NBC dressing room.
Ladies, right? Not creepy at all. Not creepy at all.
We're good.
Okay.
Yeah, not
okay.
Exactly. Really good lighting. Obviously, not a lot of decoration. It's not my specific dressing room at the moment. At any rate, so let's start backwards here. I think Colson Loveland has a great year. I really do. I mean, listen, you know, the easy comparisons where Ben Johnson, it says, reminds him of Sam Laporta. We all know what Sam Laporta did his rookie year. Now, there's a lot more target competition for Loveland, obviously. Rome Odunze, DJ Moore, you still got Cole Kmet there. But I do think that no team in the NFL improved their offensive line this offseason more than the Chicago Bears.
Okay.
And Caleb Williams, when you give him time to throw, I think expect a big leap from him this year. Caleb Williams on my love list. So I like Colson Loveland as a top 12-ish tight end this year. I think the guy in front of you in your draft did you a favor by taking Caleb Johnson. I think ultimately Caleb Johnson is going to be really good, and this will be his backfield, but it seems like it's a little bit of a slow start. Arthur Smith likes to use multiple running backs. They've been using Kenneth Gainwell a lot in the preseason with the ones. Obviously, Jaylen Warren has his role there. So I actually think you dodge a little bit of a bullet there with Caleb Johnson, who I think is going to be very good in this league, but I think not till the second half of the year. Remember, the year that Arthur Smith drafted Bijan Robinson with a top five overall pick, Tyler Allgeier still got over 1,000 yards. Right. And Cordero Patterson still got five touches a game. Like, and he used Bijan Robinson, one of the elite prospects of the last 20 years. Anyway, so Arthur Smith likes to use multiple running backs. I think he dodged a bullet there with Caleb Johnson. I have very few shares of him. The answer about Tyrone Tracy is I think he did well with Tyrone Tracy. I'd rather have Tracy in a vacuum than him. Like, again, we'll see. And eventually Cam Scatabu will get up to speed as well. But, you know, he was a guy that was, used a lot of power in the college game. And, like, it's different in the pros. Tyrone Tracy is an elite runner, a lot of speed, very good at the backfield. He's been the starter. He's somebody who last year had games where he was getting 17, 18, 20 touches a game, proved he could be an every down back. I think it will be a committee, but I think Tyrone Tracy is going to be on the right side of that. And it'll be a while before Scatabu gets up to speed. And so I think I'm bullish on the Giants offense. Like, do I think it's going to be great, Rich? No. But do I think it's going to be competent? For sure. Like, whatever you think of Russell Wilson and Jackson Dart, they're a mile better than Drew Locke and Tommy DeVito from last year. Malik Nabers is a legit superstar. Theo Johnson, I think, is a nice sleeper at tight end. Mm. And so I think they'll be in scoring position more often. I think Tyrone Tracy is a very solid, RB3 flex play, or an RB2 if you're in a deeper league and you went early at, some of the other positions.
For the radio audience that just joined us, Matthew Berry giving Tanner in Iowa, whose call we took during the Roku-only segment, of the fantasy answers that he asked for. Tanner, did we hook you up there?
Yeah, you guys, mm-hmm. definitely did. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say before I go how much I love listening to the Rich Eisen show.
Thank you, sir.
And during the offseason, going up to the draft, my favorite guy to listen to is has always been Matthew Berry. So it was nice to hear his opinion and your opinion, too.
Tanner in Iowa, not only smart, but likes handsome, smart, bald men as well. Good to have Tanner and Iowa here on the Rich Eisen show, and Matthew Berry, the creator of FantasyLife.com and the Fantasy Football Happy Hour, that can be seen live on YouTube at noon every day and then on Peacock at 5 p.m. Eastern every day here on the Rich Eisen Show. It is great to see you, Matthew Berry. Just real quick, just starting off a macro here. When do you choose a quarterback? When do you do it?
Obviously, it depends on your league settings. You're doing it earlier if you're in a super flex league right. versus a one quarterback league.
Right.
I think third or fourth round this year, if one of four players is available.
Okay.
I want one of the elite guys. I want whether Lamar or Josh Allen or Jaden Daniels or Jalen Hurts. Those four guys. If I don't get one of those four guys, like I'm in on either. Basically, Rich, this year I want to be one of the first guys in my league to draft a quarterback. One of those four guys. I want to be one of the last guys in my league to draft a quarterback. Again, this is assuming you're in a one quarterback league, not a two QB or super flex league. I love those guys in the middle ranges, I love Joe Burrow, proud Fantasy Life investor Joe Burrow.
Nice.
I do think he has a big year, but I just think those pocket passers that don't get yards with their legs as well as their arms, there's just a lot of them. And so I just think the value that you can get later in drafts, I mentioned Caleb Williams in the last segment there about how bullish I am on him. I think Justin Fields has a big year fantasy-wise this year. So I think there are guys you can get, I think Dak Prescott has a monster year. This year, again, as you talk about pocket passers going outside the top 10, I'm big on Trevor Lawrence. I think the Jaguars offense is going to be really, as a late round flyer, sure. Him and Drake May, I think those are guys that are really interesting late. So basically, I want to be one of the first guys in my league to get a quarterback or one of the last, because I don't think there's a huge differentiation once you get past the top four from between five and like quarterback 11.
You think you could win a championship with Caleb, Drake May, Dak Prescott? Because that's whenever I hold, Braveheart style, and I start screaming in my head, got to take somebody quarterback early, because I don't want to be struggling in my fantasy league week 9, week 10 with those, 14, 15, 16 point efforts, and somebody else is going all bonanza on me with their quarterback. I start thinking to myself, can I hold 9th, 10th round for one of those guys? Do you think you can win a championship with some of those folks that you mentioned, Matthew?
Obviously, some of the argument there is that by waiting on a quarterback, you're winning positions at other spots, right? So that you have an advantage on a weekly basis at running back, at tight end, at wide receiver, because you have waited on quarterback, Rich. So that's part of the calculation and waiting on a quarterback there. And that, do we think Dak Prescott's going to be better than Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen? We don't. But this is a guy that was a top five fantasy quarterback 2 years ago. This is somebody that is, they're going to throw. I don't think they're going to be able to run, right? And I think, and I heard you guys before I came on, you're talking about Micah. Like, that defense is going to be worse this year regardless, but especially if Micah holds out. So they're not going to be able to run, and they're not going to play nearly as elite defense. And so they're going to have to throw a ton. The addition of George Pickens, who is as good a, you know, jump ball, 50-50 ball wide receiver in the NFL, and obviously runs a ton of deep routes. Dak Prescott, one of the best, most accurate deep ball throwers in the NFL. So, yeah, yes on Dak. I think Dak has a big fantasy year if he can stay healthy. You know, you mentioned Caleb Williams. Look, I think there's a reason why Caleb Williams was drafted as high as he was. And part of why Ben Johnson was brought in was, like, I hate to fix Ben Johnson. I did this. I wrote a column on NBCSports.com, RotoWorld.com, called My 100 Facts You Need to Know Before You Draft.
Yes, sir.
And one of the facts that I gave is that last year, when he was not pressured, Caleb Williams had the third best touchdown interception rate in the NFL among qualified quarterbacks. In essence, basically, when you gave Caleb Williams time to throw, he was actually pretty good. And we know how good he is off schedule when he has to create something. The issue with Caleb Williams is he held the ball too long. The offense was a mess last year. We get all that. But you think about what Ben Johnson, you know, did with Jared Goff in Detroit. Built up the offensive line, gave him time to throw, gave him time to throw in rhythm. And obviously Caleb is a very different quarterback than Jared Goff. But like I said, I don't think a team improved their offensive line more than the Bears this offseason. Caleb very quietly gives you rushing production. Averaged over 30 rushing yards a game last year. And so, I'm in on Caleb Williams this year as a fantasy force. I think they've got a lot of weapons. They're going to give him time. They're another team that I don't think is going to be able to run that effectively. So, and I'm a believer in Ben Johnson's offense.
And I'm going to go a little granular here, Matthew, because in the drafts that I've already been part of and the mock drafts that I'm actually spending a few minutes doing, you see the same grouping of players right around the same, you know, area of a draft. And it just seems like Tank Bigsby and Travis Etienne show up right there. And it's like a coin flip, like the algorithm's telling you your choice. And I see that. And I think to myself, Liam Cohen's a guy that had Bucky Irving in his midst last year. So somebody is potentially going to be anointed in a significant fantasy way. Do you have an opinion on this, Matthew?
I do. So I prefer Etienne to Bigsby, but I agree with you. Like, it's a little bit of a coin flip. Like, we don't know. Bigsby was running with the ones in practice, then Etienne gets the run with the ones in the pregame. In the preseason games. We like Bashaul Tootin as well, the rookie there who showed a lot of explosiveness in college. So somebody from the Jaguars is going to emerge as an elite fantasy option. And we're just – so I want one piece of that backfield. So I've been taking Etienne, or sometimes I have Tootin. I don't have a lot of Bigsby this year. But I do think that somebody in that backfield is going to be fantasy productive. And I'm with you, Rich, on the overall premise here is that this is going to be a very fantasy-friendly offense. I think the defense is going to be bad. Liam Cohen last year, you think about what he did with Baker Mayfield, how good that offense was in terms of fantasy points that they produced across the board. Brian Thomas Jr., we know, is a superstar. I think Travis Hunter has a monster year. I think he has a monster year. As deep sleepers, I like Brenton Strange, their tight end. I like Parker Washington in deep leagues and in deep PPR leagues. And like I said, Trevor Lawrence. I think Trevor Lawrence is going to have a very good fantasy year. Again, that's a guy that gets you 20 to 30 rushing yards. You don't really believe it. You know, he's going as like QB 18. And I think he's got top 12-ish potential this year because he's been thrown so much.
Matthew Berry here on the Rich Eisen Show. Again, fantasylife.com, Fantasy Football Happy Hour on Peacock and YouTube, and so much more here on the Rich Eisen Show. The rookie I've got to get. Who's the rookie I got to get? I know you just mentioned Hunter, I guess. Is he that guy? And if not him, who?
Yeah, I mean, we love Travis Hunter. I mean, my ride or die this year is Amarian Hampton, the running back for the Chargers,
okay.
Right? He is my ride or die. I'm as a top – when I announced him as my ride or die, he was barely going around in the top 50. I'm as a top 30 overall player. I'm as a top 13 running back. I think he's a borderline RB1. We know Harbaugh likes to run the ball, but he also likes to run when he gets in close. Last year, Chargers top five in the NFL in terms of most rushing attempts inside the 5 yard line. Najee Harris just activated. I guess we'll see what we get out of Najee, but he's on a 1 year prove it deal versus Hampton, who has used, you know, they used first round draft capital on Hampton, who is he's already pro ready in terms of pass protection. He's a great pass catcher. If you listen to any of the post draft press conferences from the Chargers coaching staff and general managers, they talk about what a complete running back he is. So I think you'll see them use Hampton in the running, in the passing game, a lot more than Greg Roman offenses have previously.
And the prevailing wisdom that appears to be getting stronger and stronger with every draft that I'm in right now, Matthew, is that Tyler Warren's this year's Brock Bowers. Yes? Yeah. No? What do you got?
Oh, for sure. I mean, look, okay. Brock Bowers had a magical year last year, so right. That's a really high bar to say Tyler Warren should get to that level, but yes. I am as tight end 9. The last three rookie tight ends that were drafted inside the top 15, that were drafted inside the first round, all saw at least 90 targets their first year. And you think about this Colts offense with Daniel Jones now under center. Like, he doesn't have a big arm. It's kind of a noodle arm. He's going to be a dink and dunker. And so Tyler Warren, just in the middle of the field, is just going to get a ton of targets. He's a great blocker. He's not coming off the field. He's going to play every snap. I mean, you just sort of look at the utilization. This is if you go to fantasylife.com, we have a thing called the utilization report, where we have a guy, Dwayne McFarland, who's unbelievable, watches every single snap of every single game and shows you about the utilization. And so his route participation, his snaps that he played, it's all available for free on fantasylife.com, just tells you that this guy is never coming off the field. He's also, Rich, really athletic. And so because they're going with Jones and not Richardson, don't be surprised if Tyler Warren gets a handful of tush-push type touchdowns when the Colts get in close.
Okay.
Wow.
Now that's a breadcrumb. That's a loaf.
Breaking.
Really?
Yeah. I think Tyler Warren has a monster year.
So Tyler Warren vulturing Jonathan Taylor is in the ether right now.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine?
Dang.
Something like that happens. Okay. Oh, my word.
Okay.
Rookie wide receiver. Where are you in Tet McMillan or any of the second rounders, third rounders? Matthew Golden is somebody that gets thrown around because – the Packers, man, like, not to mix sports. Remember the Tampa Bay Rays of the Evan Longoria years? Like, there was Longoria, you knew to play him, but everyone else is just like, why would I have a Tampa Bay Ray in my fantasy rotisserie, if you will, lineup? Because you never know. The Packers wide receivers, you have no earthly idea whose week it could be, right? But
yeah, it's a little bit. Although I do think Jordan Love being healthy this year is a help, and the fact that they use a first round pick on Golden, because some of their guys are, you know, obviously Christian Watson, but like Jaden Reed's already banged up as well, and so I do think Golden is a special player. I like him a lot. We've talked about Travis Hunter. I think T Mac, Teteroa McMillan in Carolina, it's kind of a big year as well. But if you want a rookie wide receiver that you didn't mention,
yes, sir,
Emeka Abuka in Tampa Bay,
yes.
One of, if not the most pro-ready wide receiver to come out, unbelievable player. And then you think about, this is a team under Liam Cohen last year, but it's the same offensive coaching philosophy, same basic playbook here. They were like top three in the NFL in wide receiver fantasy points last year, right? And so we know Chris Godwin is going to miss at least a handful of games. Jalen McMillan is going to miss most of at least half the season, if not more. And so Emeka Abuka, there's a scenario where he's the number one wide receiver for Baker Mayfield because, you know, we love Mike Evans here, and I think he's a value this year in drafts, but Mike Evans missed a month last year with hamstring injuries. Hamstrings are something that seem to come up with Evans a decent amount. Like, there's a scenario where there'll be some points this year where Abuka is the number one wide receiver for Baker, but right now he's the number two, and I think that's quietly one of the best offenses in football. It doesn't get talked about as an elite offense, but it truly is in Tampa.
And closer to home for you, the Washington running back room. What do we do here?
Yeah.
What do we do here?
Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt, Bill.
Bill.
You know, obviously, you know, the buzziest name out there. I got to give a shout out to Connor Rogers. Connor Rogers is my co-host on Fantasy Football Happy Hour, which we do. It's also available as a podcast, but we do it, as you mentioned, live at noon on YouTube every day, and it's available on demand there, and Peacock at 5 o'clock, and on demand on Peacock. So Connor Rogers is a draft expert, grinds the tape like nobody's business. And at the NFL draft, like we were doing our recap of the NFL draft, Connor mentioned the fact that in the pre-draft process, in the, like, he was ranking all the players before they got drafted in the NFL players. And you can look this up on NBCSports.com. He had Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt ranked higher than R.J. Harvey.
Mm.
And so when the Commanders got him in the seventh round, he was like, man, oh, man, did Washington just get a steal? And everyone's like, who the hell is Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt? And so I got to give a shout out to my guy, Connor Rogers, who basically was like, it was a weird eligibility issue, which is why he didn't play his last year in college, basically. But like, if people had seen this kid play, they would have seen the intangibles that obviously Adam Peters identified. And so, look, Austin Eckler is still there, and I think you'll see a little bit of Chris Rodriguez. But I think he's a borderline top 30 running back on what should be one of the better offenses in the NFL.
All right, what have I not asked you about? I'll give you the floor, brother, before I let you go on your day.
Well, you haven't asked me sort of at the if you want to talk about the top of the draft, you want to talk about some late round sleepers.
How about both?
I mean, you know, ask me anything. I've been talking about this stuff for 3 months straight. So there's literally no question you can ask me.
I know that, but I don't want to keep on asking you something that no. That's why I want to give you the floor. You know what I mean? Like, it's your fantasy world. We're just rent paying right now, Matthew. So go for it.
I'll say this. You know, we're talking about sort of, my ride or die, right? I do my ride or die every single year.
Yes, sir.
And so one of the guys that was my, that was the finalist for my ride or die, Omarion Hampton, of course, ended up doing it, was Nico Collins. Over the past two seasons, Nico Collins is third in fantasy points per target. And so Nico Collins is somebody he made my love list. I have him at wide receiver six. I'm sorry, wide receiver five. Mm-hmm. So I'm significantly higher Nico Collins than sort of consensus out here. Same sort of argument. I don't think the Texans are going to be able to run the ball. I don't think they want to run the ball. It's one of the reasons they made the change at the offensive coordinator position is because they actually ran too much last year and they weren't super effective at it. And so I think they're going to be more pass happy. I think Stroud will be better this year as well. And so no Tank Dell, no Stephon Diggs. They got the two rookies and they added Christian Kirk. But really, Nico Collins is the alpha. And my argument on Nico Collins is that he is one of the best wide receivers in the NFL, just on pure talent. He's an alpha wide receiver one, the same way that CeeDee Lamb or Justin Jefferson or Ja'Marr Chase are. I'm not saying he's as good as Ja'Marr Chase, but like he's right there with like Malik Nabers as well. But he's not talked about in the same breath as some of those guys, as some of those elite guys. And he really is. And so just he's dealt with injuries the last 2 years, but the Texans scheme ways to get him the ball. And so I think Nico Collins, within the range of outcomes, at the end of this year, we're talking about number one wide receiver in fantasy, Nico Collins. That is within the range of outcomes if he can stay healthy, because he is that kind of guy.
And then top of the draft, it is Ja'Marr Chase, 100%.
I have Chase at one. I have Bijan up there, okay. Justin Jefferson as well. I know there are people that are concerned about J.J. McCarthy. And my argument here, Rich, very simply, is two words. Nick Mullins. Justin Jefferson had four games with Nick Mullins as the starting quarterback and averaged over 22 fantasy points per game.
Yeah.
When you can produce with Nick Mullins, you can produce with anyone. All due respect to Mr. Mullins. I'm just saying, like, J.J. McCarthy is going to be just fine. I know you're a Michigan guy, Rich, so I know you're Team McCarthy here. But
yes.
Like, it's outrageous that people are like, once again, every year they sleep on, they're like, Justin Jefferson, bad quarterback. We had the same argument last year where people thought I was crazy for having Jefferson as a top four overall player, and they're like, Sam Darnold, what are you going to do with? And like, he produced with Nick Mullins. And of course, Sam Darnold was great, and Jefferson had another monster year. Like, he's Justin Jefferson. People are overthinking this.
I mean, probably so. And then guillotine leagues are everywhere right now. We're in Vinny Pasquantino's right now, Matthew.
Yeah, 100%. So guillotineleagues.com, it's a brand that I bought. Go check it out. It's the most fun way. It's a weekly elimination format, and I absolutely love it. We think we have the best version of it. guillotineleagues.com. Very simply, you have a league. You draft a team like normal. End of the week, the team with the lowest score, you start your lineup right like normal. End of the week, the team with the lowest score in the league gets cut. Killed. Their season's over. They're done. And then you keep repeating that until only one team remains. So it is a sweat like you've never had before because, you know, one guy disappoints, you got another guy in bye, somebody leaves the game early with injury, and you're sitting there going into Monday Night Football going like, if Josh Jacobs doesn't score a touchdown tonight, I'm dead. And so it is the most intense sweat. And here's the other twist, Rich.
Yes, sir.
That I'll tell you about, which is that when that team gets cut and eliminated, all the players on that team go into the free agent pool. So now, you know, every team has a first-round pick. They have a second-round pick. They have a star quarterback. So it's like week six, and Saquon Barkley and CeeDee Lamb are on the waiver wire. Like, it gets crazy.
Amazing.
It's awesome.
It's amazing. And you have $1,000 of fab budget, of fake money to bid throughout the year. And as the teams get smaller, again, you can start with however many you start. And then when you get down to, you'll get down to like a five-team league, a four-team league at one point. And so everyone's got these superstar teams, and it becomes really crazy because they're sitting there like, oh, should I pick up Mahomes off the waiver wire or roll with Josh Allen?
Isn't that crazy? That's awesome, Matthew. What a great, fun way to go about your fantasy year.
It is so fun. The Rich Eisen Show, you guys should do a league. I saw TJ this summer at the, you know, and I was telling TJ about it.
He Fanatics was, Fest.
Fanatics Fest. I was talking with TJ and O'Shea, right? And you guys were like, I want in, so...
Fun.
You guys should do this. If the Rich Eisen Show does a guillotine league, yes, I will join the league.
Now we have to win this up. That's a new post-show meeting.
Wow. A sixth fantasy
Matthew,
league.
Thank for
the one thing I'll say here, Rich, before you go,
yes,
is the best thing about guillotineleagues.com is that you don't have to start at the season. As long as you have one more team in the league than weeks left in the season,
that's right.
You can start. You can have a draft whenever you want. With 5 weeks left in the season, you can do a six-team draft, right? That's you just need one fun. More team than That's weeks fun. Left in the season. So we can start it in week three or whatever.
Okay.
You know, don't,
Let's, we'll have a post-show meeting. We'll figure it out, and we'll reach out to you. FantasyLife.com, Fantasy Football Happy Hour on Peacock and YouTube. Matthew, give Jack Collinsworth his dressing room back. This is getting awkward.
I will. Okay, he's standing outside awkwardly.
Yeah, and in his skivvies. It's really awkward. Thanks for the time, Matthew.
All right, you be well.
Listen, the way you sleep is unique to you. And that's why having a Sleep Number smart bed is so crucial. Because you can adapt to your changing needs for just right. Can't wait to nestle into bed luxurious comfort. So whether you need softer or firmer, cooler or warmer, you are never stuck. You can adjust your comfort whenever you like. And it gives you your best night's sleep. Night after night, year after year. I love my smart bed. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. Just 10 numbers apart, but it means the world of difference because I can change my side of the bed to however firm or soft I want. And the same thing for Sue's. So why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Again, so you can sleep just the way you like. The only bed that lets you make each side firmer or softer whenever you like your Sleep Number setting. Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year is here. All beds on sale. Up to 50% off the limited edition smart bed. Limited time. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. Sleep Number, official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. See store or sleepnumber.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Life gets easier with great assists, and State Farm is here to dish one your way. Get in touch over the phone or on the app to get the teammate you need. State Farm with the assist. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability and eligibility vary by state.
I believe you are a fantasy football player. Is that a true story, Jodie Foster?
I am. I did not play last year because of the present administration. Mm-hmm. Was, you know, I had to be on the top of that. And you can't get all those alerts all at once.
So
it was just too much for me.
Too many badges on your phone.
Yes,
too many alerts
exactly.
on your phone.
I had to choose. But, I don't know. I think this year I'm going to choose fantasy for sure.
Well, I mean, it's an escape, though, right? I mean, when you
I
say...
I would not call it a mistake. An escape. I would call it a hyper-focused art form.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Fantasy football is a hyper-focused art form.
If you're going to do
form.
It, you want to win.
Okay. Have you been so fortunate to win a fantasy
I
league? Who are you in a fantasy league with?
A bunch of 16-year-olds.
Yeah.
you know, who else?
Like a random league?
Yeah. And I have to say, I do enjoy, none of them will trash talk with me because, you know, you can do that thing where you sort of type in like, you're going down or.
Right.
And nobody will do that. They're just very polite.
16-year-olds being polite in a fantasy. That, yeah. Now that, so what's your team name? What was your fantasy team name?
I can't tell you.
Why
I'd
not?
Have to kill you if I told you. And plus, I don't even remember.
Okay, because I would love to know. I mean, because that's most of the fun that we thought. That
is it? That's most of the fun?
It kind of is.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but you finished in second.
I did come in second.
Do you recall who was on your team?
Well, I got seriously burned by Todd Gurley. It was his first, you know, season with the Rams. Like, he disappointed me.
Yes.
Pretty severely. That okay. was a bad year to be holding Todd Gurley the entire time.
Do you have a real football team that you love?
Yes.
Okay.
I love the Green Bay Packers.
How'd that come about, Jody?
Somebody gave me a cheese head and it was all over.
That's it?
Yeah, that's all it took.
Who was it? Was it De Niro? Was it De Niro? De Niro gave you a cheese head? Who gave you
the
cheese head?
No, I have a friend of mine who has like an in with them. So it was not just a cheese head, but it was a cheese head everything. So
okay.
there was like a cheese mug and there was a cheese ring and there was a cheese headband. And,
okay. So you got into that.
The cheese like dog outfits.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to Lambeau Field? Have you ever been there?
I never have.
It's unbelievable.
That's what I've heard.
Because just in there, and it's a Midwest town, and you're driving down a road, and there's a gas station, there's a Kmart, there is the cathedral of football where Lombardi used to play. And
I can dream. If I do well, you know, if I do pretty well in fantasy, maybe I'll head
maybe
out
you can.
There.
You can
I
do did, such
I thing. Had, you know, I've decided I discovered Davante Adams. So, because I had him the whole year.
So
he's my guy. So I call him my man, Devonta.
Does he know that? He
doesn't know that. Maybe he'll know it now.
Okay.
Jody Foster talking fantasy football. That's what this show is all about, everybody.
Cause so
she
good.
Became
that's
a Packers fan because somebody gave her a cheesehead and she loved Jordy Nelson. And then she created Davante Adams, pretty much. How about that?
I love it.
Got a buzz? What's happening over there?
Yeah. We got to fix TJ's computer plug.
I normally charge my computer during the break, and then I unplug it when we come back because it makes a buzz.
Screw it. We'll just figure this out. So he charges his computer and that
and
messes with his microphone?
With the line, yes, and the cable. And it's,
do you know anybody who could help fix
that? No, I don't know any audio guys. We got it. It's a project because everything's like wire tied. It's not an easy.
So as long as I'm not charging when we're on.
But we got to fix it. It's a pain in the ass for me as an audio guy. I'm not going to lie. Because it's just bad for me. People are like, what's that buzz? And I'll get like emails, be on Reddit again.
Classic,
I'm sick of that crap.
That's such a classic New Jersey phrase over there.
I usually unplug it. Just that time, Jody Foster had me distracted.
That was interesting.
Tyler Warren getting tush-push situations?
That one.
Holy.
Dude, if that guy starts getting rushing touchdowns.
Bro,
remember this moment. You heard it here first, I'm sure on his other shows. But
I'm
he mentioned
sure, but
it
still,
here.
I mean, that's the first I've ever heard that,
dude. Jonathan Taylor, you just basically put a fullback in and run him in the end zone.
Yeah,
that's why people choose him first round in fantasy if he's going to get vultured by a tight end. By the way, not a bad idea.
I love that.
Right?
Idea. Well, the Ravens do it sometimes with Mark Andrews, and so we've seen it before with a tight end.
Guess what? It's not crazy about this. Who was the offensive coordinator when the tush push first started in Philadelphia?
Steichen.
The head coach of the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah.
Guy knows how to do it and install it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And all what you need is some interior offensive linemen. Now, they swapped a lot of them out, mm-hmm. but interesting right there. And Jonathan Taylor fantasy players right now are like, OS.
Just went, what? Huh?
Get into the Hyundai Getaway sales event right now. Get away with the deal so right it almost feels wrong because right now you can get huge savings on their most popular models, including the adventure-ready SUVs like the Hyundai Santa Fe and Santa Fe hybrid models, or go all electric and choose from America's most awarded EV lineup like the breakthrough Ioniq 5 or Ioniq 6 sedans. So get into your local Hyundai dealer and get away with a great deal only during the Hyundai Getaway sales event. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for details. Saints name a new starter, and the all-time great starter is joining us in hour number three, Drew Brees, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Don't you dare move. Still here on the Roku.
You're an over-under for the game one for the tush push.
What does that mean?
Like
how many times they run it?
Yeah. With the, in depth.
Interesting.
Let me look.
By the way, Rich, you kind of laughed.
Can't you wager on anything?
You laughed when I drafted Jalen Hurts yesterday, but the reason being, I think the Eagles are going to be even more particularly petty about this pushing of Tush since it tried to get stopped. And you would think that they would kind of overdo it now just to kind of prove a point. At least that's what I'm looking for.
I laughed because who was your quarterback in fantasy last year? Who was it? In our league?
No, TJ had Saquon last year.
Saquon, that's right. So 2 years in a row.
And you've gone Eagles.
You've gone Eagles for your big, important
Hurts wasn't my first pick.
Saquon was last year.
Well, sometimes you have to separate church and state if you want to do well at fantasy.
That's a good point.
What you got to do, right?
Yeah. Good point. So Jalen Hurts' rushing touchdown line is -135.
What is that?
What does that mean?
That means basically you have to pay a little bit of a juice.
Saying that he's going to score one?
He's likely to score a touchdown.
But he's saying, how many push formations?
I understand.
You can't see on opening night.
That's not really a thing.
Well, someone's got to make up that line. Why don't we make up the
half? Two.
Can we make up our own lines here? Since random, nameless, faceless people in the desert do it, why can't we make up a line?
Go ahead. You've got the floor.
What do you got?
Over under on tush pushes. Mike, since it was you, just throw a number out.
I say two.
Two. There it is. Well,
you got to go half.
You got to do half.
I know.
You don't want to push on the tush push.
One and a half.
Okay. I'd go over on that.
Same.
Right?
But if you put it at 2.5, then I'm like,
what were you going to do there? I'll put it over on that, too.
Would you really?
Of course.
I'm hoping we get a lot.
Yeah, I'm thinking they're going to be pretty petty about it, too.
Of course. By the way, that's
why Spite Squad, guys.
Nothing is more petty. Hold on a minute. Let me see here.
Petty about it.
Well, there was the dude who picked the score, right?
Right. I have it right here. Idon and Phoenix.
Yeah.
In a win-loss game for the Eagles, had them beating the Packers, and he had them beating them 22-10 because that was the vote in the competition committee or the ownership meeting to try and ban the tush push, and they were two votes shy.
I love that.
That's petty right there.
It was 22 to ban it and 10 to say no, so 22-10 will be the final score against the Packers.
That's Petty Guerrero.
Yeah.
Mr. the King.
Oh, that's your fantasy avatar.
What's that have to do with anything?
Because that should be the avatar for your fantasy team. Is it with TJ's Spite Squad? Are you going to stay with that one? Because last year...
Well, I was spite because of you. Why is it you always mess with me every draft that kind of...
I mess with everyone in drafts. Because I sit around and wait 18 picks.
Oh, my God. Delete this picture. Delete this.
I'm going to go through this whole show without me choosing. Hey folks, let me tell you that drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death, but you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that will change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It is never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.